It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Football on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrence County's sports leader. Lawrenceville Indian Football, brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Funeral Home, Embraer Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Loeb Oil. Follow Lawrenceville Indian Football all season long here on Light 103 WAKO.
Everybody, and welcome to Ed Loeb Field, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian football as the Indians return home to take on the Newton Eagles. Time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Glad you're with us on this Friday night for another edition of Indian football as the Indians once again look for win number one on the year as the 0-3 Indians take on the 2-1 Newton Eagles. A rough week last week for the Indians, losing at Paris on a rainy night to the Tigers, 63-0. And they'll face a Newton Eagle ball club that was beaten by Paris earlier in the year. The Eagles are 2-1. Newton coming in with wins over Casey and Sullivan, and then a loss to Paris. So they are 2-0, actually 1-1 in conference play, and they are... Again, 2-1 overall. The Indians, again, are 0-3 after the 63-0 loss last week to the Paris Tigers. Bill Richardson alongside. And, Bill, rough week for the Indians, and they'll face another ball club that's perennially a power in the Little Illini Conference in the Newton Eagles.
Yeah, Newton's been really, really good here the past 4 or 5 years. A couple years, I believe, they went back-to-back winning the conference championship. They might be not quite as good this year. They don't seem to have the big stud running back like they've had the past 3 or 4 years. But you know they're going to be very good. And the Indians, on the other hand, Steve, Paris scored the first 9 times it had the football last week. Clearly, the Indians need to do a little bit better than that.
Jason Fulton is the head coach of the Newton Eagles. He's been there a long time and has built the Eagles into power. And he comes in again with a record of 2-1. Newton led by quarterback Colton Good. They also have some outstanding receivers, and they've got a Bierman. And imagine Newton football not with a Bierman. That's hard to believe, but they've got another Bierman. So they're going to be good. They got some size, and they're physical and strong, and it's going to be another challenge for the Indians. And Indians just have to hope to make little baby steps with regard to getting better and try to do some things, get some things done consistently. They just haven't been able to do anything offensively all year long. And last week we saw the Indians do something that they haven't done all year long. That was a breakdown on special teams, punt and kickoff returns.
Sure. Paris ran back the second half kickoff for a touchdown. They also had a big long punt return in the game, had an interception return in the game. Those are kind of the mistakes that the Indians had not been making the first couple weeks, so need to keep an eye on that. The good news is, Steve, there's 4 or 5 guys running around on the sidelines, don't have pads yet, but apparently they've come out for the team and maybe ready to add a little bit of depth starting next week.
And it still has some people out with injuries. Blaine Winningham remains out with a hip injury. Talked to him last night. He indicated he might be able to play when the Indians play Flora next week. Bradley Churchwell is out. We understand he suffered a concussion, so he's under the concussion protocol. So those 2 guys are out for the Indians. So they're still battling injuries and trying to get, again, some fresh recruits in there, perhaps in the next week or two. But they'll have their hands full tonight with the Newton Eagles. This is one of the Little Illini Conference games taking place tonight. Also tonight around the league, Flora is playing at Casey. Robinson is at Marshall in non-conference play. It's the Mount Carmel Golden Aces playing at Alney Richland County in an old Northeast Conference rivalry renewed in non-conference play. Alney playing against Mount Carmel, Alney coming off of that 8-7 loss to the Red Hill Salukis last weekend. And the Salukis won't see action till tomorrow. The Salukis, this is homecoming weekend for Billy Gray's ball club. They're off tonight. They'll play the Paris Tigers in a battle of unbeatens. That'll be the feature game of the week in the LIC tomorrow, Bill. The undefeated Salukis and the undefeated Paris Tigers tomorrow afternoon in Bridgeport.
Yeah, what a great game that's going to be. A really good game to be played on Saturday. I can imagine that there will be a huge crowd there of people from other towns to come to watch that football game between the two unbeatens. I'd hate to venture a guess as to who might win that game. I could see it going either way. I know Red Hill coach Billy Gray feels like his team's going to have to play a little bit better than what it has so far this season, in spite of winning those three games, to knock off the unbeaten Tigers. And let me tell you something, the people in Paris are really looking forward to this matchup as well.
Indeed, they've got a good ball club up there. Also, as we mentioned before, there are some other games around the area tonight. In Oblong plays at Watsika tonight. Oblong, the consolidation of co-op, I should say, of Palestine, Hudsonville, and Oblong. They're playing at Watsika. And in Indiana football tonight, Vincennes Lincoln is on the road at Jasper, and North Knox is playing on the road at North Central. So it is the Lawrenceville Indians and the Newton Eagles here. A nice night for football. Clear skies at Loeb Field. Not too hot. Still warm, but not too hot. And we hope the Indians can put up a valiant effort here and maybe pull out a win, pull off the upset here tonight. We'll find out. I had a chance to talk with Indian head coach Chad Green about this contest and about preparations for it. We'll hear from the Indian head coach coming up in just a minute. Listening to Indian football on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce that Jamie Niemerg, certified pediatric nurse practitioner, is seeing patients at the Family Practice Clinic located at 1200 Northeast Street inside SAHF Weber Medical Clinic. Jamie is available to see pediatric patients through age 21. She can care for children who are sick with common illnesses, as well as take care of well checks and physicals. She has a special interest in children with asthma and special needs. To make an appointment with Jamie, call 618-392-2940.
Well, the Lawrenceville Indians back home against the Newton Eagles in Little Illini Conference play here tonight. We talk it over prior to the game with head coach Chad Green. And coach, another rough one last week.
Very rough. Yeah, I don't think we did anything right last week. So, yeah, pretty rough.
You know, there's some things happened last week that we hadn't had happen in the first few weeks, especially on special teams.
Yeah, we it seems like we're going backwards. We got to fix a lot of stuff in practice this week. We have I'm gonna talk it up. I didn't really want to talk it up to the young group, and I think they went up there a little scared. I don't know how else to look at it. So we had to work pretty hard this week in practice.
The conditions were not exactly the best. How'd you handle that?
Actually, the field held up really well. It was just in the ball being wet. I don't know. I don't want to have excuses like that, because that's just one of those deals you have to play with. Wet ball, you have to play on a sloppy field, and it's just as part of football. So I don't really. I mean, they didn't have any trouble, so we shouldn't have either.
Did you have to have? I noticed you played some tight formations there. Did you try to adjust a little bit and try to simplify things rather than try to open up everything in the playbook because of the conditions?
Not so much conditions, just trying to run. I mean, we're trying to move the ball on the ground, and we're thinking maybe if we could go in the wishbone there that we could get some ground play, but that didn't work out either. We didn't get any push from our line, so we worked on that this week pretty good, so hopefully that'll change.
What have been some of the other emphasis this week with regard to the ball club?
Just having some heart and not going into a game already beat before the whistle even blows. You know, we gotta go in there thinking that there's a chance that we can win a game instead of going in there with our head down thinking we've already been beat. We haven't even played yet. So I'm trying to get these kids to stay positive and upbeat about their season. It's not over. I mean, they've already, some of them are going into the game, you know, already, hey, we're going to get beat. And, you know, just because we're young doesn't mean we're not going to win. So we got to turn that around.
Well, even though you may not win the game, Coach, I'm sure you'd like to go down fighting.
Correct, and that's another thing we didn't do very well. Defensively, it's like we gave up. We just got to let the guys do what they wanted to us. So we gotta change the culture here. It's gotten down, and I don't know how it got there. I mean, Coach Wood didn't leave it in that state, so it's gotten there. It's on my watch, so I got to fix it.
Well, Newton comes in here. Just tell me your thoughts on them.
They're similar to what we've been seeing. They're bigger, stronger, faster. So we just got to play smart. We really got to get our blocks. See the options there at quarterback. We got to find the holes as running backs. Block for each other as wide receivers and backs. It's not just on the line. So and tackle. We've been tackling poorly. So we've got to do better on ourselves. And and hopefully then we can concentrate on what the other team's doing. We're kind of going backwards. So we need to fix ourselves, and then we can concentrate on what the other team's doing.
Tell me about Newton. What do they like to do?
They're running, and that's what they do to us as well. In the last few years, they put a heavy ground game on us, and that's what we're seeing. For the first 3 weeks, we've been seeing a heavy ground game. Nobody's throwing because we're not stopping the run. So we gotta stop that first.
Not as many health problems on the field last week. How are you guys health wise?
Right now we've got Bradley Churchwell. He's going to be out. He sustained a concussion at the fresh off game, so he's going to be out. We still have Blaine Winningham. He's still out for his hip problem. We're dinged up here and there. Stuff that you can just wrap up and go. Sprained ankles and whatnot. So other than those two, we're okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Weber Medical Clinic in Olney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Olney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
We're back here at Edlow Field. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian football on Light 103. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Indians and the Newton Eagles getting set to do battle here. Marching Indians on the field. The Newton Eagles have made their way to the end zone on the east end of the field here, making their way over to the far sidelines. And the Indians will soon make their appearance here as these ball clubs get set to meet. The Indians have been scored 166-8. Outscored 166-8, I should say, in three games. And not going to win many games when you give up that many points.
No, and when you think about the eight, Steve, we were kind of fortunate to even get that one. That was a one-yard touchdown drive, if I remember right. But actually, that night the Indians took an 8-7 lead on Olney when Winningham threw to Winningham for the two-point conversion. So we've had a brief glimpse of glory here this season. Maybe we can get some more points on the board tonight, huh?
Briefly on top in that game against the
Olney Tigers.
Olney Tigers. Yeah, Olney Tigers here. Indians lost 49-0 to Marshall here on the 24th of August. Then on the 31st, lost here to Olney 54-8, and last week lost on the road at Paris 63-0, and here they face the Newton Eagles tonight. The Indians will be on the road for the next couple of weeks after tonight. Next week, a week from tonight, they'll be at Dancy Field in Florida to take on the Florida Wolves. Then the Indians will head to Sinclair Bononi Field in Casey to meet the Casey Westfield Warriors. That'll be on September the 28th, the final game of the month before the month of October hits, and the Indians will be home. That'll be homecoming weekend on October the 6th.
Well, those two road opponents coming up are teams that the Indians might be able to realize just a little bit more success against. They've played some pretty powerful teams so far. Red Hill, Olney, and Paris could very well end up being the top three teams, or at least three of the top four teams in the Little Illini Conference when it's all said and done. So that much is in their favor.
This has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. We'll be back with the kickoff in 1 minute. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Football on Light 103.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Back at Low Field, ready for Lawrenceville Indian football. Newton won the toss, deferred to the second half, and they'll kick off, and the Indians will receive. Indians going from my left to my right here as we view it. Indians in the home red uniforms with the red helmets, the white numerals, the white pants. Newton in the traveling uniforms. Here's the kick taken by one of the Indian up men at about the 15-yard line and snowed under there at the 17-yard line. And not much there on the kickoff return. That was Damon Parkman for the Indians. And so we're underway here. Newton, as I mentioned, in the traveling white uniforms with the blue helmets, blue striping, and also a little bit of orange on their helmets. Not much, mostly blue and white. Here come the Indians on offense. They have a single man to the left side, trips to the right side. Brendan Winningham in the spread formation, back offset. Give off up the middle to the running back trying to get to the 15-yard line. Snowed under there, and not much there for the Tribe running back.
That was Blackwell, Steve, and he lost a couple.
Brandon Blackwell, 5'10", 170-pound senior for the Indians. He lost yardage. He lost two. It'll be second down and 12 from the 14. Just underway here, 11:20 to go in the opening period of play. Two split to the left, two split to the right, back offset to the right side. Pass is caught, by, I believe, Schultz across the 15. He's to the 20 and close to the 25-yard line and very, very close to a first down, a little short, a couple of yards short. And it'll be third down and short. The Indians can have third down in short situations. That'll help their cause. Getting third and long, and it makes it tough for this offense. This time, ends are in tight. And they give up the middle, and nothing there. Running back snowed under, and he's not going to gain anything. That was Parkman up the middle, and nothing there. Fourth down. In fact, he lost a yard. It'll be fourth down and three. So a promising drive for the Indians with third and short ends up fourth down and a long three, and so the Indians will have to kick it away. Brennan Winningham will be in there to kick, and Newton should get good field position out of this. They have two men near the 45, their own 45, low snap, and here's the kick, a line drive, and it takes a bounce into Newton territory, and the Indians will down it at the Newton 48-yard line. First and 10 for the Eagles at their own 48. 9:56 to go here in the opening quarter. No score. Newton with the ball for the first time. Indian football brought your way by People's State Bank. Mortgages, mobile banking, and more. Your community bank. Also by WTHI-TV. Depend on News 10, WTHI, coverage you can count on. And by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Got you covered head to toe. So here come the Eagles up to the line of scrimmage, led by their quarterback, Colton Good. He's a senior, 6 foot, 170-pounder. Backs in the backfield, gives to the second man through off the left side. Big running room up the middle for Connor Bierman. Bierman, the 6'1", 195-pound senior, rumbling for about 8 yards. It'll be second down and two as he's inside Indian territory to the Indian 44-yard line. Well, it'll be second down and short. Second down and short for the Eagles. They tend to send two men split to the left side, single man to the right. This time, Good is up under center, high formation in the backfield. Here is Good, short drop, wants to throw, throws left side, passes incomplete. Incomplete intended for Jacob Stanley out there. And good defense being played by the Indians. Anthony Gerald out there.
Okay, so it sets up third and two here. Plenty of options open still for Newton. I would fully expect them to run the ball and try to pick up the first down. That would be the first of the game.
Third down and two for the Eagles. See if the Indians defense can hold. They give to the second man through up the middle. That's Bierman again. He rolls through to the 40-yard line, I should say. And that'll be a first down for the Eagles. So they gave it to the second man through, Connor Bierman. And he picked up the first down. First Newton first down of the evening. 9:02 to go here in the first quarter. No score here. Two men split to the left. Single man to the right side. I formation in the backfield. Bierman up under center. I should say a good up under center. Bierman second back in the backfield. This time they give it to the first man through, the fullback. And up the middle he goes. And picks up yardage down to the 36. Dawson Phillips on the carry there. Dawson Phillips is a 6'3", 195-pound senior for Jason Fulton's ball club. Second down and six from the Indian 36 for Newton. 8:22 to go here in the opening quarter at Loeb Field. Indian football here on Light 103. Two men split to the left side, single man to the right. This time spread formation, back offset to the left side. Fakes to Bierman, throws land wide open on the sidelines. Caught out there by Jacob Stanley in for the touchdown. Stanley was 10 yards behind anybody in the Indian secondary, and he walks in for the touchdown. And Newton is on top by a score of 6-0. Blown coverage there, Bill. And the Eagles take the early lead here, 6-0.
He was out there all by himself, wasn't he?
He certainly was. Nobody within 10 yards of him. As they get set for the kick, Giuseppe Cusinella will do the kicking. Snap back, ball down. The kick is up, the kick is high, and the kick is good. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 8 minutes to go, opening quarter. Score Newton 7, Lawrenceville nothing. Back in a minute. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction? A real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies? This is Sharon York from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Kelly Fryman. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any one of our six locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Here's the kickoff taken by the Indian up man at the 15 to the 20 to the 25 and up to the 30-yard line on the return for the Indians. So the Tribe will have it first and 10 at their 29-yard line. Didn't give him the 30-yard line. I think that was Parkman on that kickoff return.
Yes, it was, Steve. The Newton scoring drive covered 52 yards, five plays, took a minute 56 off the clock. The 14-yard touchdown pass, or 36-yard touchdown pass ended it.
7-0 Eagles. Here are the Indians on offense for the second time tonight. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side of the Indian quarterback. Wants to throw, throws, and the pass is caught. Caught by Parkman. And he shall cross the 35 to the 36-yard line. Little flat pass to Damon Parkman for the Indians. And he picked up some yardage to the 36.
Total of a 7-yard gain.
Well, it'll be second down and three. 7:29, the clock moving to go here in the opening quarter play. Newton with an early 7-0 lead. Two men split to the left side. And a single man to the right side. back offset to the right side. Newton showing pressure up the middle, and they give up the middle to the running back, Blackwell. Blackwell, the 5'10", 170-pound senior, burrows forward and picks up maybe a yard or so.
It looks like he lost a yard. Going to be third and four to 35. He went east-west that time instead of north-south.
So Newton with that big offensive, beef defensive line up there. They got some big hosses up there. Number 73 is Draven Zuber. He's 260. 77 is Austin Bush, 210. And there's some other big guys on the four-man defensive front. Third down and three for the Indians. Here's Winningham wanting to throw to the sidelines. Pass is incomplete. Intended for Schultz. He was double covered. The ball knocked away by Marshall Tarr, sophomore, 5'6", 145-pounder, knocking it away. It's fourth down, and the Indians will kick. So again, the Tribe, three and out. And Bierman is back, along with another man, back at about their 35-yard line for this Brennan Winningham kick. Low snap, he gathers it up, gets it away, a high kick, and taken by the receiver at the 37-yard line. Fair catch at the 37, their own 37 for the Eagles, first and 10. 6:24 to go here in the opening quarter, and the Eagles with the ball back, leading by a score of 7-0. Here come the Eagles up to the line of scrimmage, led by Colton Good, quarterback. Two men split to the right side, two backs in the backfield, and the back is wrapped up in the backfield. Parkman in there.
Liskowski also.
Brian Liskowski for the Indians, making the stop for a two-yard loss. Nice play there by the Indians, shooting the gaps and bringing the running back down for a loss of a couple. 6 minutes to go here in the opening quarter play, 7-0 Newton. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left. High formation in the backfield. Good up under center. Indians showing pressure up front. We have movement on the line of scrimmage. Who was it against? We'll wait and see. Indians may have jumped into the neutral zone.
I think that might be what happened.
And it is. Offsides against the Indians. They jump into the neutral zone, a free five for the Eagles. So they now have the ball, second down at the 40. It'll be second down and 7 from there. 5:44 to go here in the opening quarter of play.
First penalty for either team.
Up to the line they come. Two men split to the right side. Single man to the left. I formation in the backfield. Colton Good under center. Gives to the second man through. Bierman off the right side. Has running room, 45. And he's dragged down for a first down as he gets to the 48-yard line. His own 48, and that's enough for a first down as they move the sticks across the way. So a first down for the Eagles. And they're giving the ball to Connor Bierman, the big running back.
18 yards on four carries for him so far. A couple of nice gains. He's had a couple go for 8 yards.
Two split to the left, single man to the right side. I formation in the backfield. They give again up the middle. And this time, the number 31 is the ball carrier, Joseph Smock. And second down.
Give him four on that one. Going to be second and 6 from the Lawrenceville 48.
I think that was Aaron Buttery. I'm sorry. I think I stand corrected. Buttery, number 30 instead of 31. Two men split to the left, single man to the right side. Here's Good wanting to throw down the sidelines, and it's caught. Caught in the secondary and into the end zone for a touchdown. Touchdown, Kendall Ferguson, number 7. Ferguson, a 6-foot, 150-pound senior, in for the touchdown. As, once again, the passing game of Newton scores right down the sidelines, and the ball right on the mark. And the Eagles extend their lead to 13-0 with 4:26 to go here in the first quarter. And the kick by Cusinella coming up. Snap back, ball down, the kick is up, the kick is high, and the kick is good. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 4:26 to go, opening quarter. Newton, 14, Lawrenceville, nothing. Back with the kickoff in a minute. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the games.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Here's the Eagle kickoff. High kick taken by Blackwell to the 25, across the 25, close to the 30-yard line. And the Indians will go on the attack from their own 30-yard line, trailing 14 to nothing with 4:21 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Indian football brought your way by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in Bridgeport, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, and by Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville, your local family chiropractors.
60 yards and five plays on that last scoring drive for Newton Steep, and it took a minute 58 off the clock.
Well, see what the Indian offense can do. They've had the ball a couple of times, haven't been able to move it. Two men, I should say, trips to the left side. Single man to the right side. Now man in motion is Chisholm. And here is Parkman in the Wildcat taking the snap and getting out of bounds at the 35-yard line. So a pickup 5 yards. So they went with Wildcat there, Bill, with Damon Parkman taking the snap and running around the right side.
That will be their biggest gain of the night, Steve. A little bit of trickery there.
So the snap to Parkman, now Brendan Winningham. Nope, Parkman is still in there. At the QB. Here's a low snap and a throw out, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by the Eagles, Connor Bierman, and into the end zone for a touchdown. Touchdown. Parkman throwing to the right side, right into the arms of Connor Bierman at the linebacker spot. He stepped right in front and had nothing but turf in front of him, green turf, and into the end zone for the touchdown. And the Eagles have a defensive touchdown here, and they extend the lead to 20 to nothing with 4:07 to go here in the first quarter play, and the extra point kick coming up. Cusinella ready for the extra point try, snap back, balk down, the kick is up, the kick is high, and the kick is good. People State Bank scoreboard, 4:07 to go, opening quarter, score now, Newton 21, Lawrenceville nothing. Back with the kickoff in a minute. This is Indian Football on Light 103 Sports.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan Salt Therapy Room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. People State Bank understands that. They're local. They've been here for the long haul. Agriculture is a business that varies, like the weather. That's why you need a financial partner you can grow with in good times and bad. Weather or not.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Short kickoff by the Eagles, taken by Parkman. Parkman gets up to his 29-yard line. That's where the Indian offense will go, first and 10 from the 29.
Winningham back in the game.
4:02 to go here in the first quarter. We were just conjecturing off air about whether Brendan Winningham may be hurt. He's back in the game now, we understand. Here comes Parkman into the huddle with the play from the Indian sideline. So the Indians went with a wildcat there. A couple of plays. Try to throw off the Eagles. Now Winningham is going to spread out, and Parkman's going to stay in the spread formation at the quarterback position. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Here's a give off the left side to Blackwell, and Blackwell finds the going tough off that left side. Picks up maybe a couple of yards. Second down and 8. So Chad Green shaking things up here a bit with Damon Parkman playing at the QB position. Wildcat, if you want to call it that. Brendan Winningham split out at the wide receiver. And he's going to split out again as they go with Parkman, who checks the wristband that he has for the plays. Second down and long. Man in motion is Chisholm to the right side. Here is Parkman keeping it himself, turning it upfield. He's close to the 35-yard line and knocked down there. That'll be short of the first down by about 5 yards. Third down and long with 3 minutes to go here in the opening quarter, 21-0, Newton. Third down and 5 for the Indians, trying to pick up a first down here in their own territory. The 34 trips to the left side, single man to the right side. Parkman with a back offset to the right side, and he wants to throw under pressure. Gets away, spins away from one man. Now he's going to be wrapped up and brought down at the 30-yard line after escaping pressure initially. The secondary pressure got to him, and it'll be fourth down, and the Indians will have to kick it away. So another offensive drive does not do anything, and the Indians will kick it away. Another three and out, fourth down, with 2 minutes to go here in the opening quarter, 21-0, Newton. And the Eagles will get the ball back. Brendan Winningham in there at the quarterback. Two men back for the Eagles at their own 40-yard line. Low snap, the kick is away, a high end-over-end kick, and taken at the 30-yard line by the Eagles return man. Out of bounds he goes on the sidelines, and a flag. Some extracurricular hitting right in front of the Indian bench is going to give Newton some extra yardage here. They're going to be inside Indian territory as the ball's marked out at the Tribe 45-yard line, but they'll get some extra yardage. Going to be a necessary roughness over there, most likely. Personal foul against the Indians. They'll mark off yardage into Indian territory. Ball will be at the Indian 40-yard line with a minute 41 to go here in the first quarter, 21-0, Newton. So the Indians hurt themselves with a penalty there. A frustration penalty, no doubt, on the sideline, but you got to keep your head no matter how things are going.
Yeah, that's absolutely uncalled for there.
Two men split to the right side, single man to the left side, I formation with Colton Good at the quarterback. Here's a give to the second man through Bierman off the left side. He's to the 30, into the secondary, and he's dragged down inside the 15-yard line, down to the 10. And it'll be first and goal for the Eagles inside the Indian 10 as Bierman almost broke it off the left side with good blocking, the 6'1", 195-pound senior. And it'll be first and goal from the 10 for the Eagles with a minute 29 to go here in the opening quarter, already 21-0 in favor of Newton, and the Eagles knocking on the door to another score. Single man split to the left side. Two men split to the right. The I formation in the backfield. Colton Good, the senior, under center. Gives to the second man through. Bierman off the left side. Dragging tacklers into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown. 10-yard run by Connor Bierman. And it's 27-0. Newton with a minute 5 to go here in the opening quarter of play. So another Eagle touchdown, this time by Bierman, and the extra point kick by Cuscinella coming up. Chance to extend this lead. Snap back, ball down, the kick is up, the kick is high, and the kick is good. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 1:05 to go, opening quarter. Newton 28, Lawrenceville nothing. Back with the kickoff in a minute. This is Indian Football on Light 103.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the trucks that move the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying
press 1, press 2.
Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Kickoff taken by Chisholm of the Indians, and he's across the 30 to the 31-yard line, where the Indians will have it first and 10 at their own 31-yard line. 1:01 to go here in the opening quarter. All Eagles here at the outset. Newton 28 and Lawrenceville nothing. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here at Ed Loeb Field. Indians reeling here in this first quarter from the onslaught of the Newton Eagles as they try to pick up their third win of the year. And once again, Parkman will be at the quarterback position. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side of the Indian QB. And here's a give to Blackwell trying to get to the outside. He's going to be dragged down from behind by the Eagle defender.
Going to be a loss of about 4 on that play.
Dawson Phillips on the tackle, 6'3", 195-pound linebacker, shooting through there for second down and long. 35 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Indians will have to run one play. Play clock at 20 and the game clock at 29. 28-0. Second and 14 for the Indians from their own 23-yard line. Trips to the right side, single man to the left side, spread formation. Parkman wanting to throw. Throws across the middle, and the pass is incomplete. Incomplete, intended for Schultz. He was well covered. And incomplete pass. It'll be third down with 5.5 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. So the Indians went with Brendan Winningham on the opening series. Opening couple of series, I guess. Then went with Parkman at the quarterback. Wildcat look, and now he stayed in there at the quarterback. So he's going to stay in there and continue at the quarterback. Two men split to the left, three split to the right. Empty backfield. Parkman wanting to throw. Looking, and he's hit and dragged down. And the ball pops loose, and the Eagles are going to score. Touchdown, Eagles. Running it in is number 34, Bryce Hance, 6'4", 225-pound defensive end. As Parkman was getting set to throw, he had his arm cocked, and then he was blasted. And the ball popped loose and was picked up by the Eagles defensive lineman, Hance. 6'4", 220-pounder, as we said before, and he only had a few yards to go. into the end zone for the touchdown, and the Eagles lead 34-0. That play coming right at the end of the first quarter. Here's the Cusinella kick coming up. Snap back, ball down, the kick is away, the kick is high, and the kick is good. On the People's State Bank scoreboard at the end of the first quarter here at Loeb Field, it's the Newton Eagles 35, Lawrenceville Indians nothing. Back with the kickoff in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Mr. Friendly states, do it best. We've got the deals on a huge selection of products, like our finest paint, best look paint and primer in one, an ultra-premium interior paint that offers excellent performance in hide, stain resistance, and scrubability. Easy application and cleanup. This product can be applied directly to previously painted surfaces and or uncoated drywall without a primer, making your project quick and hassle-free. Choose best look paint and primer in one at Leggett Lumber and Hardware, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Get it at Leggett.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction? A real person, never an answering machine. And the latest in banking technologies? This is Sharon York from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Kelly Fryman. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any one of our six locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Ed Loeb Field, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. Not good news from Loeb Field here tonight, folks. The Newton Eagles taking it right to the Indians. They've scored five touchdowns here in the opening quarter of play.
Now they've scored three touchdowns. They've scored every time they had the ball and twice when the Indians did.
Here's a kick taken by Parkman at the 20-yard line. Circles back now. And he's to the 25, across the 25 to the 27-yard line, and down he goes. And the Indians will have it first and 10 at their own 27-yard line. And the Indians will go on offense here, trailing 35 to nothing. Indian football on Light 103, brought your way by Citizens National Bank, Lawrenceville's Banking Center, no better banking. Also by the Lawrence County Health Department, Complete Wellness, Body, Mind, Community. And also by Larry Bob's Pizza of Lawrenceville, famous for delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one now or after the game?
9432612.
He's got the number memorized, folks. Bob's Pizza, Indians. Now under center with the wishbone formation in the backfield. There's Brennan Winningham, pitches it out to the outside. And trying to get to the outside is the running back.
That was Chisholm, his first carry.
Lathan Chisholm is a 5'10", 140-pound junior.
Got a couple that time.
Number 28 on his back. So back to Brennan Winningham at the quarterback for the Indians after Parkman played a few series there. 11:24 to go till halftime, and it's 35-0 Eagles. Up to the line of scrimmage. They come, ends in tight, wishbone formation in the backfield. Here's a give to the second man through up the middle, and nothing happening there. Ball carrier Chisholm again, and gains nothing. It'll be third down and about eight. 10:55 to go, second quarter. Here at Loeb Field. Indians and the Newton Eagles in Little Illini Conference play.
You know, Steve, I've often, tonight's game, I wonder why the Indians are trying to go outside so much, running north-south instead of east-west, because they're not gaining any yardage. But then they ran north-south on that last play. It was like running to a brick wall. So I guess it's six of one, half a dozen the other. Pick your poison.
Ends in tight, wishbone formation. Winningham wanting to throw. A hit and sacked as he's sacked in the backfield at about the 25-yard line. Loss of four. Pressure coming from the inside from the Eagles, and Winningham pumped, and down he went. Sack, fourth down, and again the Indians will punt, and the Eagles will get the ball back, already possessing a 35-0 lead with 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Two men back for the Eagles at their own 40-yard line for this Brennan Winningham punt. He's back at about his own 10, low snap, gathers it up, gets it away, booming kick. And taken, nope, off the hands of the intended receiver. Picks it up at about the 19 to the 20. to the 25, to the 30, 35, 40, 45, down the sidelines, to midfield and out of bounds. Eagle return man. That was a good return there after the ball went over his head. Number 80, I don't have an 80 on my roster here, Bill. So a mystery man in there for the Eagles. And it's first and 10 at midfield, and a player down over across the way. It looks like an Indian player down over at the far side. I won't conjecture as to who that is. We'll take a 30-second break. Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout. 30-second break. It's Newton 35, Lawrenceville nothing. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Back here at Edlow Field, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103, 9:34 to go here in the second quarter, 35-0 Newton. That's Blackwell, isn't it? Coming off for the Indians. Yeah, it is Blackwell, the senior, coming off the field under his own power. That's good to see. Newton has it first and 10 at the 50-yard line on that good punt return.
Steve, Ed Meinhart, thank you. It's Ben Meinhart. He's not on the roster. The Newton radio guys didn't even have him on their roster.
Wow.
I was just going to say his name was Tom Hoovermail.
First and 10 at the 50-yard line. Here's a give off to the running back left side. Up the middle he goes. Indian territory. Down close to the 40-yard line, pounding hard. Gluskowski on the stop, and Aaron Buttery with the carry, the 5'10", 160-pound senior, number 30, and it'll be second down and 8. 9:12 to go here in the second quarter play, second down and 2 from the Indian 42 for Newton, already leading 35-0. Here's a give to the second man through off the left side, running room to the outside, to the 20. And knocked out of bounds, short of the 20 at about the 22-yard line. That was...
It was Buttery again.
Okay. Buttery on the carry. 8:51 as he was knocked out of bounds. Stops the clock. Now the clock moving. 35-0 Eagles into Indian territory at the 22, first and 10. Chance to add to the lead. Two men split to the right side. Single man to the left side. I formation in the backfield. Colton Good up under center. Gives up the middle to the running back, burrowing forward. And he's across the 20 to close to the 19. Well, they can mark him at the 20. So to make it a 3-yard gain, second down and 7. Second and 7. Two men split to the right side. Single man to the left side. High formation in the backfield. Give it to the second man through. And across the 20 to the 18. 33, Dawson Phillips. On the carry for the Eagles. Keaton Wager making the stop. He's our defensive player of the week last week for the Indians at Paris. Made a stop there on the defensive line. Third down and 6 from the Indian 19. 7:30 to go. Second quarter, 35-0, Newton. High formation in the backfield. In split left and right. Good up under center. Gives to the second man through. Up the middle, burrowing forward. Close to the 15-yard line. Buttery again, I believe. Burrowing forward. Fourth down and two. What will the Eagles do here? Four down territory, no doubt. With the game firmly in control, 35-0. No reason to punt. No reason to kick a field goal. They're going to go for it here. Two men split to the left side, single man to the right. High formation in the backfield. Good up under center. Gives to the fullback up the middle, and he burrows forward to the for the first down across the 15 and down to about the 12-yard line. Will be first down for
that's
the
a,
Eagles.
That's a lineman there, Steve. That's Teddy Frichtel, 6'1", 280 on the carry.
Wow, quite a fullback, to say the least. May picks up a first down for the Indians at the our first down for the Eagles at the Indian 13. 6:27 to go here in the second quarter, 35-0. Two split to the right, single man to the left, I formation in the backfield, good up under center. Gives to the second man through, up the middle he goes. Inside the 10, still on his feet, and into the end zone for a touchdown. Touchdown, and number 31, I believe, isn't it, Bill?
I think it was Buttery, 30.
30, okay, Aaron Buttery then. For the touchdown. And Newton scores again. They lead 41-0 with 6:12 to go here in the second quarter on the touchdown run. Now on the extra point kick by Cusinella to add to the lead. Snap back, ball down. The kick is up. The line drive kick, and it is through. He's been perfect all night. 6:12 to go, second quarter. It's Newton 42, Lawrenceville nothing. Back with the kickoff in a minute. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Bill Dobson Ford is hosting a fundraiser on September 15th to raise money for Lena Dunn Elementary School in Washington. To help, just go to Bill Dobson Ford on September 15th and take a test drive. For each qualified test drive, Ford will donate $20 to Lena Dunn School, up to $6,000. Drive one for Lena Dunn Elementary on September 15th at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Here's the Newton kickoff, line drive kick, and it is going to take a bounce and go out of bounds before the Eagles could get to it. Out of bounds, and here's a flag.
Yeah, officially that's a 5-yard penalty. That'll be Newton's first of the evening.
Ball bounced, took a right-hand turn there, Bill, and almost recovered by the Eagles before it got out of bounds. But as it is, the Indians will have it first and 10 at their 25-yard line. And
got a timeout.
The Indians call a timeout. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 6:12 to go here in the second quarter. It's Newton 42, Lawrenceville nothing. Back in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Gray's in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's family-owned iconic restaurant, has been feeding delicious steaks, fish, chicken, and pork chops to three generations and counting. The Gray family has been a longtime supporter of Lawrence County schools and Lawrence County athletics. Since the heyday of oil refineries and championship teams to the present, Gray's has been the place to hang out before or after a ball game. Whether it's to enjoy a drink or grab a bite to eat, stop by Gray's and create new memories or relive the old glory days. Gray's in Bridgeport, a Lawrence County tradition for over 70 years.
Back here at Edlow Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian football on Light 103. All Newton, 42-0, 6:12 to go here in the second quarter. Indians off the timeout in the spread formation. Two to the left, two to the right. Give up the middle to the running back. And that's Chisholm, I believe, who is wrapped up. Down he goes. Bill Parkman with the ball carry.
Looks like he got a couple.
A couple of yards there for Parkman for the Indians. 6 foot, 185 pounds. Junior. Second down and 7. 5:40 to go here in the first half. All Newton, 42-0 they lead. Brennan Winningham in the spread formation. Backs, I should say, receiver split left and right. Winningham rolling, wanting to throw. Pass is incomplete, almost intercepted, intended for Chisholm out in the flats, but the Eagles were right there, almost picked off by Marshall Tarr of the Eagles, the 145-pound sophomore. As it is, an incomplete pass, third down for the Indians. Third and long at their own 38-yard line. The Indians have been able to do nothing here in this first half. Nothing.
6 yards total offense to this point.
That's close to nothing.
You're wrong.
Here is Winningham wanting to throw across the middle, trying to set up a screen. Pass is caught for a first down. First down to the 45-yard line. That was Parkman with the catch. Difficult catch in traffic, and a first down for the Indians. Their first of the night, I believe.
Absolutely. First down of the evening.
First down at the 47-yard line. 5:15 to go here in the second quarter. The Indians have their first down of the night on a pass to Parkman up the middle. From Winningham, Brennan Winningham at the quarterback. Trips to the left side, single man to the right side, spread formation, back offset to the right side. They give to the running back. That's Parkman, and he's driven down at the line of scrimmage. Parkman wrapped up by the Eagles.
Call that no gain.
Blake Johnson in there, a 6'1", 220-pound linebacker on the stop for the Eagles.
Here comes Hilderman in, bringing the plays in this time.
4:28 to go till the half, 42-0. Eagles on top here at Edlow Field. Trying to hand the Indians their fourth consecutive loss. Ends split left and right, spread formation. Winningham wanting to throw, now under pressure, rolls to the right side, throws, pass is caught. Caught out of bounds and into territory. Newton territory for a first down. There's Parkman again for a first down. Parkman able to free himself away from coverage and pick up a first down. So the Indians have moved the ball inside Newton territory for the first time tonight. And they're at the Newton 41-yard line with 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter, trailing 42-0.
12 yards on that play. Winningham's up to 40 yards through the air, and that's Parkman's third reception for 29 of those 40 yards.
Two men split to the left, two split to the right, spread formation. Winningham wanting to throw, showing pressure, rolls away from it now, pumps, throws to the middle, and it's in. Oh, almost intercepted. Tried to throw in the middle of the field. Dangerous throw there. Trying to hit Anthony Jarrell. And almost intercepted in the middle of the field by the Eagles. Really a dangerous throw. You can't throw into the coverage like that.
Nobody there but Newton, guys, it looked like. And that ball might have been returned a long way. Fortunate. Here comes another injured Indian. That's one of our linemen. That's Braden Sherman, the 6 foot, 235-pound sophomore. Limping off, maybe he'll be able to get back in there.
3:40 to go here. Clock stopped on the incompletion. Newton showing pressure. Winningham wanting to throw. Now he's going to get away from one man. Can't get away from another. Flag down. Now he drags a couple of tacklers forward inside the 40 to about the 38-yard line. That was a heck of an effort by Brennan Winningham just to get a few yards there. He had to scramble away from a couple of would-be tacklers to see what this flag's all about.
It's holding on the Indians, I believe.
Holding against the Tribe. So that'll knock them back inside their own territory to their own 48-yard line.
Second penalty of the night for 15 yards against Lawrenceville. Going to be second and about 25 now. Put themselves in a bad position.
Had something going there. And a penalty. Those are always killers. High school offense is not as prolific as college or pro offenses with regard to recovering from penalties, especially major penalties. So see what the Indians do here on second and 21 from the 48. Newton showing pressure up front. Winningham wanting to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Throws across the middle. Pass is caught by Schultz. Schultz inside the 50-yard line down to the 45. The Eagles got some of that yardage back. It'll be third down and about 13.
Schultz's second catch of the night for 18 yards. Going to be third down at the 43.
Third and 13 from there. 2:36 to go till the half. Indians trailing 42-0 here to the Newton Eagles in this LIC battle. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Spread formation for Brennan Winningham. Newton showing pressure up front. Here they come. And Winningham, down he goes under a sea of white, orange, and blue.
Steve, it was only a matter of time. They've been really, really putting the pressure on him here this whole series. And that time he was just buried by a wave of white defenders. Indian player down on the field at the other end.
Yep, in the secondary. Looks like that's going to be a cramp. So we have a timeout on the field. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 2:07 to go, second quarter. It's Newton 42, Lawrenceville nothing. Back in 30 seconds. This is Indian football on Light 103.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Back here at Loeb Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, 2:07 to go in the second quarter. Newton 42, Lawrenceville nothing. Lathan Chisholm, the injured Indian, cramped and walking off under his own power. That's good to see. Fourth down and long for the Indians, and they'll kick it away. Newton sending one man back deep. Oh, two men back deep, I stand corrected. Looks like Buttery's back there. And Meinhardt also back there for the Eagles to receive this Winningham punt. So the Eagles get the ball back with about 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter, already leading 42-0. Snap back, and here's the kick. Off the side of his foot, heads to the sidelines and goes out of bounds at about the, looks like the 27-yard line. That's Newton 27, what'll be first down for the Eagles from their own 27. A minute 53 to go here in the first half of play. Eagles led 35-0 after the first quarter. It's 42-0. Right now. And the Eagles with a minute 53 with which to work. It's like single man to the left side, two men to the right side, I formation in the backfield. Here is Gibb to the second man through by Good. Up the middle he goes, across the 30 to about the 32-yard line. And a pickup of roughly 5 yards.
That was Buttery.
Aaron Buttery, a senior, 5'10", 160-pounder. Minute 30 to go, and the clock moving. Second and five for the Eagles. Now we have a flag on the play. offsides against the Eagles. They lined up offsides. Boy, nothing drives a coach any more nuts than an offensive player lining up offsides.
Yeah, that's about the biggest mental mistake a football player can make.
So it cost them five, but with a 42-0 lead, you can absorb those kind of mistakes. So second down and 10 now for the Eagles. Give up the middle to the running back to the outside. Buttery, he's in the 40, 45, 50, 45 down the sidelines. One man to beat, and he is going to get to the end zone. Touchdown, touchdown. Buttery again. Yes, it was. Aaron Buttery with a long touchdown run with a minute to go here in the second quarter of play. And Newton extends the lead to 48-0. Boy, he got to the outside with good speed down the sidelines. Had one man to beat on the sidelines. That was Brennan Winningham, and he couldn't get to him. Knock him out of bounds. So they score again with a minute to go and a chance to add the lead. Scusanella comes on for another extra point attempt. Out of the hold of Colton Good. Snap back, ball down. The kick is up. The kick is high. And the kick is good. 1 minute to go here in the second quarter. Our score now, Newton 49 on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Newton 49 and Lawrenceville nothing. Back with a kickoff in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your funeral and memorial needs.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Here's the kickoff, and taking it for the Indians. Up the middle, the return man. He gets close to the 30-yard line. Looks like it's to the 29.
That was a number 50. And there's no 50 on our roster.
52.2 seconds to go.
That's Mason Odell they're seeing on that return.
Mason Odell on the return. One of the Indian seniors. So the Indians have it. First and 10 at their own 29, trailing 49-0, only 52 seconds to go till the half, and a timeout wanted by the Indians. So the Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. Score, Newton Eagles 49, Lawrenceville Indians nothing. This is Indian football on Light 103.
If you or a loved one needs personalized care outside the home, you'll find it at Aperian Care Bridgeport. Aperian Care services include personalized post-hospital care and rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, post-cardiac and stroke rehab, dementia and Alzheimer's care, RT and pain management. Plus, we provide all of the conveniences and amenities you want. Aperian Care Bridgeport, promoting recovery and well-being close to home.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Back here at Loeb Field while we were away, Mason Odell in the backfield receiving the handoff, and the ball popped loose, recovered by the Eagles in Indian territory, and they have the ball. Let's see where they mark it. Looks like you're going to mark it at the 37-yard line, the Indian 37. Fumble by Odell and recovered by the Eagles with 45 seconds to go, and they can add to a 49-0 lead here just before the half. Man split to the left side, two men split to the right. Up under center, a new quarterback in there for the Eagles. Here's give up the middle. It's Meinhardt at the quarterback, number 80. Gave up the middle.
New running back in there, too. It's Carr.
Marshall Tarr.
Yes.
5'6", 145-pound sophomore. 20 seconds to go. Eagles in the huddle. They'll have to run a play. Already leading 49-0, but they will run one more. Two men split to the left side. Single man to the right side. I formation in the backfield. Meinhardt under center. Gives up the middle, and now we have flag on the play. Illegal procedure against the Eagles. Illegal procedure against them.
Third penalty, all penalties for 5 yards, a total of 15 yards. Only 3 seconds to go in the half. So this should be, mercifully, the end of the first half, and it is.
All right. End of the first half here at Loeb Field. All Newton Eagles here tonight, folks. The Eagles with a 49-0 lead on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Again, it's Newton 49, Lawrenceville nothing. We're back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bob's Pizza halftime report. Again, here on the People's State Bank scoreboard, after one half of play, Newton Eagles 49, Lawrenceville Indians nothing. We're back with the halftime report. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
We listened when our community members said they needed an option for health care in the evenings and on the weekends. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the opening of the Convenient Care Clinic, located inside the Primary Care Clinic on Main Street. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Walk-in only. So if it is an evening or a weekend, you don't have to wait to get the care you need. Stop in the CRMH Convenient Care Clinic, now open.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassion,
compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Back here at Lowe Field, I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside Lawrenceville Indian football here on Light 103. Rough night again for the Indians here on the gridiron as they trail the Newton Eagles 49-0. Indians were beaten 63-0 last week, and Newton is well on their way to eclipsing that. Unless the Indian defense and offense can start doing something to keep the ball away from the Eagles in the second half. But it is, It is 49-0, and it's time now for the halftime report. The Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bob's Pizza, halftime report. My partner Bill Richardson has a look at some of the first half stats.
As you might guess, Steve, they're fairly ugly. The Newton Eagles have racked up 282 yards in total offense tonight so far, compared to just 36 for our tribe. Newton has 8 first downs. The Indians only 2. Both of Lawrenceville's first downs came through the air. The Indians have negative 11 yards rushing the ball. The biggest carry of the first game was when Odell carried right before he fumbled near the end of the first half, when he picked up 10 yards on the ground, or the rushing situation would be even worse. Through the air, Brennan Winningham has completed 5 of 8 passes for 47 yards. Unfortunately, he was picked off that one time. No, that was Parkman who threw the interception, excuse me. Winningham is 5 of 8 through the air for 47 yards. Parkman has caught 3 of those passes for 29 yards. Schultz has caught 2 passes for 18 yards. Parkman is the one who threw the interception, Steve. He's 0 of 2 through the air. He was intercepted once. It was returned all the way back for a touchdown. So, in essence, the Indians are 5 of 10 through the air for 47 yards. Newton's quarterback, good, has only thrown the ball twice, but both of those throws have gone for touchdowns. He threw a 36-yarder to Stanley, and then, of course, the 52-yard touchdown pass later in the first half. So he's 2 out of 3 through the air for 88 yards, 2 touchdowns. Again, the Eagles have rushed the ball for 194 yards, thrown it for 88, a total of 282 yards in total offense compared to 36 for the tribe.
Again, the Indians trailing here by a score of 49-0. It was 35-0 after one quarter, and they added a couple of more touchdowns here in the second quarter to lead comfortably here at halftime, en route to their third win of the year, 49-0. We'll take a break here on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bulb's Pizza halftime report. Come back and Bill will have our featured Lawrenceville Indian Team of the Week. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction? A real person, never an answering machine. And the latest in banking technologies? This is Sharon York from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Kelly Fryman. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any one of our 6 locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot,
Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Edlow Field on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bob's Pizza halftime report. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. 6:40 to go till we begin the second half. It is Newton 49 and Lawrenceville nothing. Newton on top here, well on their way to win number three. Time now for Bill to tell us about the Lawrenceville Indian team of the week.
Yes, Steve, and this is a team you might remember when you were growing up. We're going to talk a little bit tonight about the 1969 Indians, who lost their opener and then went on to win the remaining eight games, claim a North Egypt Conference title. There's only been a few teams, Steve, in history who have gone undefeated at Lawrenceville High School, and this team in 1969 came within 1 point of doing so. The Indians lost their opener 13-12 at Robinson, then rolled past Vincennes Lincoln 26-15, then swept through the North Egypt Conference with a perfect 7-0 record to claim the NEC championship that season. The coach of that team, Steve, he coached only one season at Lawrenceville High School. I'm talking about a man named Don Myers. Don was an assistant the previous two seasons under Coach Restivo. We all remember Restivo's runs, Coach Paul Restivo. He took off for Heron, turned the reins over to Don Myers. Coach Myers only coached one season, but that team finished 8-1. Coach Myers talked a lot about the cohesiveness of that unit. He said by the time it rolled around that season, that the players had matured quite a bit, and they were all used to each other. He said they practically coached themselves. He said they weren't the biggest or fastest guys, but their desire and determination was something that you didn't want to mess with. Now, there were three tri-captains on that team, Charlie Bootman, Bill Lockhart, Dennis Scheidler. Those three guys were all Northeast, all first-team NEC that season.
Well, those guys were pretty good.
Yeah, all three of those guys are in the Lawrenceville High School Sports Hall of Fame. Another NEC first-teamer was Jeff Moore. Another first-teamer was our assistant coach on the field tonight, Chester Lewis. And tight end Phil Negley was also a first-team selection. Bootman was the top rusher that year. He carried it 89 times for 747 yards. Scheidler threw for 782 yards passing. Chester Lewis is remembered as a ball carrier, but also he kicked a field goal that season. It was the first field goal for the Indians in many, many years. So again, the team opened with a tough loss to Robinson, 13-12. That 1 point kept them from finishing undefeated. The wins were over Vincennes Lincoln 26-15, Carmi 20-14, Olney 26-7. They had a tough game with Flora and won 12-7. They beat Salem 18-8. They pounded on Mount Carmel 48-8. They blanked Fairfield 37-0 and finished the season with a 29-8 win over the rival Bridgeport Bulldogs. And, you know, Steve, a few years ago that team was inducted into our Sports Hall of Fame, and Coach Myers was there that night, and I've never seen more hugs or high fives at such an event. It was quite an emotional night, quite a proud night, and again, I'm happy to talk about the 1969 Lawrenceville Football Indians, NEC champions, finished 8-1. There were no playoffs at that time, or who knows how far the team could have gone.
You know, people think the name Scheidler here in Lawrenceville is synonymous with basketball, but Dennis Scheidler was quite a football player in his own right.
Yeah, and so was their father, Dick, from what I understand. It was a great football and basketball player, both. Yeah, I was fortunate enough to see Jay Scheidler play basketball one time. I never did get to watch Ennis, but from what I understand, he was Jay's equal on the athletic field for sure.
All right, so congratulations to those guys. 1969 Lawrenceville Indians, one of the outstanding teams in Indian football history. Well, Bill, the Hall of Fame is going to be coming up. The Hall of Fame induction for 2018 going to be coming up on October the 6th, Saturday the 6th. The class has now been named.
Yes, H.J. Payne from the graduating class of 1969. Walter Butch Wolf from the graduating class of 1969. He was a great baseball pitcher, threw a couple perfect games his senior season. H.J. Payne, I talked to him a little bit this week. He was an all-around athlete, and he had nothing but great things to say about Coach Ron Felling. He said that he's had three sons of his in his own right, all basketball stars. One of them even played professionally, and he says that he taught them everything he learned from Coach Felling. And then a couple younger guys make it. Brandon Lockhart, I call him younger. He's probably 40 years old now. And Zach Manley, both of whom were known for their golf exploits more than anything else. So congratulations all four of those guys. Also the 1976 LHS basketball team, which finished third in the state and had a record of 29-2.
What a great team that was, led by the Blonde Bomber.
Yeah, ride with the Scheid. That was the year we were going to ride with the Scheid, wasn't it?
That was it. I remember in that year of 1976, the Indians trailed Aurora Marmion in the first half. And Scheidler had an off game. And there were the fans in the stands at the Assembly Hall, the big mushroom and champagne, were a little bit worried there. But I told people around me, I said, listen, he's not going to stay down for a whole game. And by the end of the third quarter, the Indians had tied the game, and they were on their way to a win. And a great team. Indians were tested that year by teams up there and got knocked off. But it wasn't for a lack of outstanding players and outstanding effort up there.
Yeah, they measured up in every way. They just didn't win the championship.
And H.J. Payne and Butch Wolf, they were idols of mine in junior high. We used to come to the high school gym, the LHS high school gym, to see them play when we were in seventh and eighth grade, back when junior high basketball. And Coach Felling would invite all the junior high programs, actually grade school programs, Pink Staff, Birds, Petty, Bridgeport,
sure,
St. Francisville, they would all come, and they would sit up in the upper levels. And H.J. Payne and Butch Wolf were outstanding players, and they were great. They're outstanding.
I've talked to both those guys this week, and they're really looking forward to making the trip back. So it's gonna be a big weekend.
All right, that's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bobus Pizza Halftime Report. Here at halftime, our score is the Newton Eagles 49, Lawrenceville Indians nothing. We're back with the second half kickoff. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction? A real person, never an answering machine. And the latest in banking technologies? This is Sharon York from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Kelly Fryman. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any one of our six locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Lowe Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. Indian football brought your way by Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Everything you need for all your projects, get it at Leggett, Wabash General Hospital. People you know, helping people you love. And by the Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, our family serving your family. The Indians kick off to begin the second half. Line drive kick taken by the up man. 20, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. And tripped up at the 40-yard line. Brendan Winningham making the stop. He was the last man on the defense there and made the stop. Otherwise, Newton would have had another score. As it is, they'll have it first and 10 at the Indian 40. As we're underway with the second half with the 49-0 deficit. Continuous clock here in the second half, so the clock is moving. 11:30 to go here in the third quarter of play. Newton Eagles with the football. Clad in their white traveling uniforms, they bring them up to the line of scrimmage. Meinhardt in there at the quarterback. Colton Good out of this game. A lot of secondary people in the lineup for the Eagles, as you would imagine, with this game firmly in hand. And Newton taking as much time as they can on the play clock. Now I think they're having some personnel problems, perhaps. And they're just going to let the play clock run out. No, they actually called a timeout right before the play clock. Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout, 30-second break. It is Lawrenceville trailing Newton, 49-0. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Back here at Lowe Field, I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. After the timeout by the Newton Eagles, they're ready to go. 10:43 to go here in the third quarter. Meinhardt under center, high formation in the backfield, in split left and right. Newton leading 49-0 here. They're at the Indian 40-yard line. Here's a give up the middle, and nothing doing there for Marshall Tarr. He's wrapped up by one of the Indian defenders for a loss of yardage, and a loss of one. It'll be second and 11 from the 41 now with 10:14 to go here in the third quarter. Play coming in from the sideline. Actually, that's Meinhardt going to the sidelines to talk it over with head coach Jason Fulton. And a lot of secondary personnel in here for the Eagles, so we'll call some people's names we haven't heard earlier in the game. Now we have a flag on the play. Delay of game against the Eagles.
Yeah, Newton's fifth penalty for 25 yards. They've all been five-yarders. The good thing about that, though, is the clock still runs. So they could do that all the way back to their end zone. 5 yards at a time, Steve. Delay the game about 15 times, and the clock would never stop.
Here is Meinhardt up under center, second and 16 from the 46. The Indian 46. Newton already leading 49-0. Here is Meinhardt wanting to throw. The pass is caught. Caught on the sidelines. Flag on the play. Caught out there by Tanner Bierman. 5'11", 140-pound sophomore. three. He made the catch. We'll wait and see what that flag was all about. Little contact out there. And we'll see. Looks like it's against the Indians. They're going to refuse that penalty. The Eagles will, and it'll be a first down for the Eagles. They do refuse the penalty. First down for the Eagles inside the Indian 25 at the 22. So first and 10 at the 22.
19-yard gain on the play.
So a first down for Newton at the Indian 23, first and 10. Two men split to the left, single man to the right side. I formation in the backfield on the long count. Bierman gives to the second man through. That's Tarr again, Marshall Tarr. And he's wrapped up for a loss.
Laskowski wrestled him to the ground on that one. Went nowhere. Actually lost a yard.
7:55 to go here in the third quarter. Second down for the Eagles at the Indian 24 with a 49-0 lead. Meinhardt brings them up to the line of scrimmage. Two men split to the left, single man to the right. The I formation in the backfield, up under center. On the long count, pitches to the outside to Tarr. Tarr turns the corner. It burrows his way inside the 20, close to the 15-yard line and close to the first down. He just lowered his head and burrowed his way close to a first down near the 15-yard line. Going to be short, about 4 yards. They mark him short. Third down and a long five with 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter play. Eagles looking to add to a 49-0 lead here. Third and five at the Indian 18. Two split to the left, single man to the right, I formation in the backfield. Indians showing pressure up front. Long count by Meinhardt. Gives to the runner to the outside. He's to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. And is out of bounds at the 1. Inside the 1 at the half-yard line. Yes, as close as you can get and not score. And it'll be first and goal from the 1. They mark it at the 1-yard line.
Boy, Steve, it's just adding insult to injury when the other team's JV squad drives the ball right down the field on you, which is what's happening right now.
Yeah, a lot of secondary people in there for Newton. With this game firmly in control, the starters resting, and the secondary people are as effective as the first. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. 5 seconds on the play clock. Might hunt under center. Gives up the middle, and a running back going to be wrestled to the ground. Marshall Tarr trying to get into the end zone, but he does not. So it'll be second and goal from the 2. He lost a yard. Second and goal from the 2. 5:30 to go here in the third quarter play. 49-0 Newton. Play coming in from the sideline. Head coach Jason Fulton, the veteran Eagle head coach.
Well, what a good guy, too, Steve. You know, he's coached girls basketball up there. He's been football coach a long time. A real nice guy, a real class act. And, always good to see him be successful.
Meinhardt up under center. Here is Meinhardt rolling, trying to get to the outside. Now the Indians chase him to the sidelines, just to the end zone, in for the touchdown. Touchdown from 2 yards out. Ben Meinhardt on the touchdown run, 2 yards. At the 4:56 mark, and Newton extends their lead to 55-0 with 4:56 to go here in the third quarter. The extra point attempt coming up here off the foot of Giuseppe Cuccinella. He's a 6'1", 170-pound senior kicker. We've seen some great kickers this year, Bill. The guy from Paris in the rain was pretty good. This guy's pretty good. The guy from Marshall was really good. Here's Cuccinella's extra point attempt. Snap back, ball down. The kick is up. The kick is through. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 4:56 to go, third quarter. Score now reads Newton 56, Lawrenceville nothing. This is Indian football on Light 103.
time for the weather to change. Ambrough Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Ambrough Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Here's the Eagle kick, a short kick taken by the up man at about the 15 to the 20, across the 20 to the 25-yard line. Lathan Chisholm on the return for the Indians. And the Tribe will have it. First and 10 at their own 26-yard line with 4:34 to go and the clock moving here in the third quarter. Newton 56, Lawrenceville nothing.
Let's see if Lawrenceville can't move the ball a little bit. Surely the Eagles will have some second-teamers in there on the defensive side of things, too. Maybe we can get a touchdown on the scoreboard here this second half.
Play coming in from the sideline, Damon Parkman. Bringing it in to the Indian huddle. 4:10 to go here in the third period. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Brendan Winningham, it's the quarterback. Ends in tight, wishbone formation in the backfield. Here is a give to the running back. I think that's Parkman. And he is knocked down as you try the right side.
That was Odell.
Was Odell. And he loses a yard. So it'll be second down and 11 from the 25, their own 25 for the Indians. 3:34 to go, third quarter, 56-0 Newton. Seventeen seconds on the play clock. Indians up to the line of scrimmage, ends in tight, wishbone formation. In the backfield. Give to the first man through, burrowing through, getting a yard or so.
That was Schultz on the ball carrier.
Ryan Schultz carrying. Freshman, 6'1", 195-pounder in the backfield. In the wishbone formation as Chad Green has brought things in tight, trying to find something to hang their hat on here. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Again, ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. 2:43 to go here in the third quarter. On the long count, Winningham pitches to the outside to Parkman, looking for blocking. None happening there. He's going to be snowed under at the 21-yard line, losing about 5 yards. So it's going to be fourth down, and the Indians will punt. Brendan Winningham in to punt it away. The Eagles will get the ball back with 2:17 in the clock moving here to go in the third quarter. 56-0. The Eagles on top. Meinhardt back deep for the Eagles at about his own 45, along with another return man. Winningham's kick, a high kick. Meinhardt calls for a fair catch, makes it at his own 48-yard line. That's where Newton will have it with good field position, first and 10 at their own 48-yard line. 56-0, a minute 45 to go in the third quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard. So here comes the Newton offense onto the field. Indian defense as well. A long, long night here again for the Indians. First and 10. Meinhardt at the quarterback. Two men split to the right side. Single man to the left. I formation in the backfield. Here's a give to the second man through. He's wrapped up and knocked down at the 50-yard line for a gain of one. It's Tarr on the carry for Newton. Picked up, well, he lost a yard. So it'll be second and 11 with 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 56-0 Newton. They led 35-0 after one quarter, 49-0 at the half. Two split to the right side, single man to the left, eye formation in the backfield. Reinhardt under center, Indians showing pressure up front. Give up the middle and nothing doing. There, the Indian defense comes through. Moskowski in there along with big number 79 for the Indians. Benjamin Wright. He's a sophomore. 5'11", 260-pounder. Good-sized sophomore. It's going to be the final play of the third quarter. The Eagles in no hurry to run a play here. 2 seconds to go. And that's the end of the third quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard after three quarters of play here at Edlope Field. Score is the Newton Eagles, 56, Lawrenceville Indians nothing. Back with the final period in a minute. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan salt therapy room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Ready for the final quarter here at Loeb Field. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, 56-0 Newton. The Eagles with the ball. Third down and 12 from their own 47-yard line. I formation. Indian showing pressure up front. Pitch to the outside to the running back, Tarr. He's going to be hit and driven down in the backfield for no gain. Indians making the stop there. Brennan Winningham in there. Also for the Indians, Logan Angle, a freshman, 6'1", 205-pounder, making the stop, fourth down. Schultz was in there, too.
Lost 5 yards on that play. One of the better plays of the night.
Well, I think for the first time tonight, the Eagles are going to punt.
Yes, it is. It is their first punt.
So the Indians are going to get the ball back. First punt of the night. And back deep, Anthony Jarrell for the Indians. One of the return men. Line drive kick, and the Indians stay away from it. It is grounded at the 31-yard line.
22-yard punt. That's something they don't do well. They don't do it often either.
No. Haven't had to tonight, that's for sure. 31-yard line, that's where the Indians will go. First and 10 from their own 31. 10:50 to go in the game, and the clock moving. 56-0. No suspense here tonight from Loeb Field. Indians in danger of being shut out for the third time in their four games this season. Again, the Indians on the road next week to Dancy Field to meet the Florida Wolves, and that'll be no easy task either. Ends in tight, wishbone formation in the backfield. Winningham under center. Gives to Parkman, trying to get to the outside. He's going to be hit and driven down to the backfield. Inside the 30 at about the 29-yard line. Wrapped up. Lost two. So it'll be second down and 12 from the 28. They're on 28 with 9:56 to go in the game.
You know how you get to Dancy Field?
Yes.
You take Vincennes Avenue.
Yes, you do. You have to.
You can't get there. You can't get to Dancy Field without taking Vincennes Avenue. That's something I learned the very first time I went there.
We'll be there next week, a week from tonight. 9:35 to go in this game. Ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Here is Winningham keeping it on the option, pitching into the outside department, lowers his head, runs over one man, gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and is driven back. Picked up maybe a yard or two, a hard yard for Damon Parkman. Got to give that guy credit. He's bringing it on virtually every play, but just not enough to make any difference for the Indians here. 9 minutes to go in the game, 56-0. Newton. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Indians. Ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Brennan Winningham at the quarterback. Under center. Wants to throw. Rolls right side. Throws to the sidelines. Passes complete. Complete across the 40-yard line to about the 42. Made that catch over there.
Parkman.
No, Gerald. Anthony Gerald. Both 1 and 5 were in the same vicinity. And Parkman came up with the catch and a first down. Indians at their own 43-yard line. How many first down they had? Like 3 tonight?
That is their third, all by passing.
Okay. 8-12 to go in the game. Indians up to the line of scrimmage. Again, ends in tight. Wishbone formation. In the backfield. Give to the second man through, burrowing forward for about 2 or 3 yards.
I think that was Odell on the carry.
Yeah, that was Odell.
2-yard carry.
Second down and 8. 7:40 to go in the game. In case you're just joining us, Newton 56. Lawrenceville nothing. Ends in tight. Again, the wishbone formation. Five-man defensive front for the Eagles. Here's a give to Parkman off the left side. He's to the 50, 45. Dragging tacklers. Down he goes at the 42-yard line. Parkman with the carry, a hard car, a charging run by Damon Parkman, a 6-foot, 185-pounder. And again, this kid is trying his best.
Well, that's a 13-yard gain, Steve. The Indians' biggest gain of the night on the ground anyway.
First down.
45 yards away from pay dirt. Let's put one in the end zone here. Maybe we feel a little bit better about ourselves.
Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Again, ends in tight, wishbone formation in the backfield. Give to the first man through, up the middle, hard running there. And inside the 35, down to the 32-yard line. Indian running back.
That's Schultz.
Ryan Schultz. So the Indians now starting to move the ball against some of these secondary Newton Eagle players. Second down and 1 from the Newton 32. Yard line. Yeah, a score would be nice, Bill. 6:10 to go in the game. Ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Winningham up under center. Five-man defensive front. Pitches to the outside to Parkman. Parkman to the inside. Has open field. He's to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Indians. 5:47 to go in the game. The Indians are on the mark. On the scoreboard, at least. Parkman with a touchdown run. And the Indians are on the scoreboard for the second time this season. And the crowd gives them an appreciative hand as they're not going to be shut out here tonight.
32 yards, Steve, on the carry. That might be the Indians' biggest gain of the season.
Parkman with a touchdown run. And the Indians will no doubt go for 2. They have all year long.
Yeah, the only time they scored before this, they did.
Yeah.
I don't see a kicking tee out there.
No. So they're going to go for 2. To the line of scrimmage they come. Again, ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Winningham gives in the middle and into the end zone. 4-2 point is Mason Odell.
Little inside reverse there.
Yes, it was. Well run and well blocked. And so with 5:48 to go in the game, the score now reads the Newton Eagles 56, Lawrenceville Indians 8. Back with the Indian kickoff in a minute on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Newton 56, Lawrenceville 8. Indian football on Light 103.
Best Wind Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Well, Steve, we're back here at Edloe Field, and the Indians have just put together their most impressive offensive drive of the season. 69 yards, 7 plays. Parpin went 32 yards for the touchdown. Took 5 minutes off the clock.
Here's the Indian kick, a line drive taken by one of the up men at about the 25 to the 30 to the 35. And now across the 40. And to the 42-yard line, that's where the Eagles will have it, first and 10 at their own 42. 5:30 to go in the game, 56-8. Newton on top. Indian football brought your way by Amberall Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of Amberall Federal Credit Union. By Bill Dobson Ford of Washington. Come find out why a Dobson deal is indeed a better deal. By Best Way Express, if you have a Class A CDL, call 833-BESTWAY today. Your truck driving career is waiting. Also by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, local medical professionals caring for local people. Indians on the board here. 56-8, 5:20 to go in the game. The Eagles with the ball on offense, with the game firmly in hand. Secondary folks in there for the Eagles. A lot of the starters being rested here in the second half. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Spread formation, Meinhardt, Ben Meinhardt at the quarterback. Now man in motion to the right side. They give to that motion man who fumbles the football, and the Indians have it. Indians have a turnover. And
Anthony Gerald
in there on the fumble recovery. So the Indians have the ball back and a chance to perhaps get into double-digit scoring-wise here if they can put together another drive with 4:38 to go in the game. First and 10 at the Newton 40-yard line.
Newton's first turnover of the ball game.
So the Indians trailing 56-8. Have a chance to score again here perhaps. 40 yards away from pay dirt. Up they come to the line of scrimmage, ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Brendan Winningham in there at the quarterback under center. Gives up the middle, and burrowing forward is Schultz. Ryan Schultz down to the 35-yard line. 5-yard pickup. And it'll be second down and 5. Well, Bill, if you can gain 5 yards a pop, you're in good shape.
Well, that's ironically what he's done tonight, Steve. Schultz has carried the ball 3 times for 15 yards. My math's right, that's 5 yards a pop.
Second down and 5 for the Indians at the Newton 35. Trailing 56-8, 3:27 to go, and the clock moving in the game. Brendan Winningham under center gives off the left side. That's Odell running down the sidelines, running over people inside the 20 and down to the 18-yard line. Odell running hard on the sidelines, right in front of the Indian bench, lowered his shoulder and took a couple of Eagles out. And the Indians have a first down at the 19 with 2:56 to go in the game. Two forty-seven to go. Indians on the march here after recovering a Newton fumble. They move the ball via the ground down to the 19. First and 10 from there. Ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Winningham under center. Gives to the first man through. That's Schultz again. He burrows forward to about the 15-yard line, picking up four. It'll be second down and about six at the 16. 2:14 to go in the game. Can the Indians go or score another touchdown? Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Ends in tight again. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Brennan Winningham up under center. Gives to the second man through. Parkman, he is going to be wrapped up. Wrapped up around the 15-yard line. Newton that time got to him and stopped him. The 14-yard line is where they mark it. So a yard or two gain for Parkman. 1:30 to go in the game. 56-8. Newton. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Indians. Ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. They've run that almost exclusively here in this fourth quarter. Give to the second man through, and nothing doing there. Eagle defense collapses on the running back. Odell, I believe.
It was Odell.
Mason Odell.
No gain.
So a minute to go in the game. 56-8. Indians fourth down at the 16. So one more shot to try to get another score here. Inside of a minute to go in the game.
I think you got to try and throw the ball here, Steve, or maybe get the ball into the hands of Parkman. We'll see.
Ends in tight. Wishbone formation in the backfield. Winningham under center. Fourth down and seven. Pitch to Parkman trying to get to the outside. Cuts to the inside. Has a first down. He's going to try to get to the end zone. And he is stopped short. Looks like he stopped short. It's a first down. But stopped short with 20 seconds to go in the game. Boy, he was really trying to get to that end zone. And was stopped short at the 1 yard line. 14 seconds to go. And the Indians, I think, are going to call a timeout. Yep, they're going to call a timeout with 11 seconds to go. First and goal at the 1. With 56-8 score, first and goal at the 1. Amberlaw Federal Credit Union timeout, 30-second break. 56-8, Newton. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Hey, ready to finish up those honeydews? Then head to Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport. It's fall fix-up time. Finish off your list. Get that screen repaired. Touch up that paint. Get the locks rekeyed. Get the electrical wiring handled. Leggett's has all the electric supplies you need. Electric wire by the foot or the roll. Roofing, lumber and building materials, vinyl fencing and railing, and doors and windows. All the tools you need and Leggett Lumber and Hardware's expertise. Everything for fall fix-up time at Leggett Lumber and Hardware, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. Get it at Leggett.
Back here at Edlow Field, I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside Indian football on Light 103. Indians first and goal at the 1 with less than a minute to go in the game.
Yeah, there's 11 seconds. 11
seconds.
The game, I believe, yeah, when the clock comes back on. So, you know, the Indians probably have a couple of shots, if not three, at trying to score, although the clock will keep running.
Wishbone formation ends in tight. Indians trying to get on the board again. Give up the middle to the running back. Burrowing forward. I don't think he got in. Nope. Did not. And the Indians, did they call timeout? Nope. The game is over. Newton stops the Indians as they tried to score and get into double digits. And the Indians come up short on the final drive of the game. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard, the final score, the Newton Eagles 56, the Lawrenceville Indians 8. Newton improves to 3-1 on the year, while the Lawrenceville Indians drop to 0-4. Indian football on Light 103 WAKO brought your way by Loeb Oil. Loeb Oil, family-owned and privately held oil and gas exploration and production company. They've been in business for over 70 years. By Gray's Restaurant in Bridgeport, serving delicious steaks and fried fish for over 70 years. By Sweet Teas and Sip It on James Street in Lawrenceville, under new local ownership, committed to offer the best quality and service to Lawrence County and the Perry and Care in Bridgeport. providing a level of personal care that goes beyond post-hospital rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care. Final score again is the Newton Eagles 56, Lawrence Finnegan's 8 on the People's State Bank scoreboard. We're back with the post-game show in 4 minutes. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103 Sports.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction, a real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies? This is Sharon York from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Kelly Fryman. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any one of our 6 locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Bill Dobson Ford is hosting a fundraiser on September 15th to raise money for Lena Dunn Elementary School in Washington. To help, just go to Bill Dobson Ford on September 15th and take a test drive. For each qualified test drive, Ford will donate $20 to Lena Dunn School, up to $6,000. Drive one for Lena Dunn Elementary on September 15th at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bo's can bring you?
Yes, and Bo's will bring it to you and your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Putting the W in WAKO, it's Cubs baseball on Light 103. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams, because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Gray's in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's family-owned iconic restaurant, has been feeding delicious steaks, fish, chicken, and pork chops to three generations and counting. The Gray family has been a longtime supporter of Lawrence County schools and Lawrence County athletics. Since the heyday of oil refineries and championship teams to the present, Gray's has been the place to hang out before or after a ball game. Whether it's to enjoy a drink or grab a bite to eat, stop by Gray's and create new memories or relive the old glory days. Gray's in Bridgeport, a Lawrence County tradition for over 70 years.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
If you or a loved one need personalized care outside the home, you'll find it at Aperion Care Bridgeport. Aperion Care's services include personalized post-hospital care and rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, post-cardiac and stroke rehab, dementia and Alzheimer's care, respiratory therapy, and pain management. Plus, we provide all the conveniences and amenities you want. Aperion Care Bridgeport, promoting recovery and well-being close to home.
Back here at Edlow Field, where the Lawrenceville Indians have lost to the Newton Eagles here by a score of 56-8. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson is down on the field with Indian head coach Chad Green. They're both making their way up here for the postgame show. This is the postgame show. Indians take it on the chin here. Another rough night as the Eagles, a powerful ball club, took it right to the Tribe from the very get-go. Led 35-0 after one quarter, 49-0 at the half. 56-0 after three quarters. The Eagles did put some secondary folks in there, and the Indians started to move the ball and scored a touchdown, their second touchdown of the year, as Damon Parkman scored on a 32-yard touchdown run with 5:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Two-point conversion was good. The Indians trailed 56-8, had the ball down to the one as time expired, trying to get into the end zone, but the Eagles held them out, and the Indians lose 56-8, but you got to give them credit against the secondary folks. The Newton Eagles, freshmen and sophomores, was basically what the Indians are playing as well. They showed some heart, moved the ball down the field, and just came up short trying to get a second score and lose by a score of 56-8. Again, Newton now improves to 3-1, 2-1 in conference play. The Indians dropped to 0-4, and 0-4 in league play, with a trip to Florida coming up in the next week. Indian head coach Chad Green is with us here as the Indians again drop this one 56-8. Coach, was there another rough game for you? But I got to give your kids credit, especially in the second half, third and fourth quarters, against a team that is probably freshmen, sophomores like you are.
Sure.
You showed ability to move the ball.
Right, and that's what I was saying. We're a JV team every night. So we can't move the ball in the first half. We get 40-pointed with the clocks rolling, and they put their JV team in. Then we're equal. It was nice to see, you know, the kids that are on the field the same level as we are, you know, and see our guys drive the ball, punch one in, and then drive the ball again. Had to show a little class there, a little decorum, and not punch it in. We did have a senior and a junior in the backfield, and I didn't, you know, it was no point in doing that. So we let that clock go. I mean, they were classy enough to put their fresh off out there. So, you know, it was no point in doing that. So we did try to, we called a timeout, try to get one punched in, but when we didn't, there was no point trying to do it again. So, you know, we just try to be as classy as they were tonight. So try to keep that, you know, even up there.
Got behind early, a couple of touchdown throws put you behind the eight ball early.
Yeah, we struggle at our corner spots still. We're not reading correctly. We're not quite doing our job. You know, we let them get behind us there pretty good. So, you know, just things we got to work on. And again, you know, we work on this at practice. It's just they got to implement it in the game. It's just one of those things you just got to correct it and move on.
A little different wrinkle with Parkman in there at the QB, the Wildcat, so to speak. Talk a little about that, trying something a little different just to change it up.
Well, yeah, and he's been – I think he needs to have more touches there. I think he, you know, with his feet, if we can get him to, you know, throw the ball as well, you know, he's a double threat. You know, not so much with Brennan. I think the Damon's got the wheels to be back there and run the ball from that position. So it'd be nice to have him as a double threat.
Well, on to meet Flora next week. I'd imagine back to the practice field for you on Monday. What do you have to build off this game?
Well, just there's a little bit more fight in them this week than we had last week. It seemed like they gave up pretty easy last week. There was no fight in them. They just when they got down, they just laid down. So not so much tonight. Hopefully we can build on that and keep things going in that manner. You know, that we're not giving up on plays. We're not giving up on drives. We're not giving up at all. So I think we just build on that and keep going.
All right.
If I may, Steve, Coach, I noticed there's a whole bunch of different guys down there on the sidelines tonight wearing jerseys, not ready to play yet, maybe ready next week. We might see a different team next week.
Yes, those are kids that came out late in the season here as we were already started. We already had to, so they had to get 12 practices in to be legal for the IHSA for them to play, and that they will be available next Friday. So those are kids, they're skill position guys, you know, wide receivers and a running back there. And that'll help us at defensive back and linebacker as well. So we're looking forward to seeing those guys. They do have – there's some pretty good kids there. So we're hoping that get good things out of them.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks.
Indian head coach Chad Green. Again, the Indians lose to the Newton Eagles here by a score of 56-8. But again, showed, as the coach said, some heart and battle there at the end against playing against players of their own class. The Indians scored. And hard running by – Parkman, he scored the Indian touchdown. Indians almost had another score there at the very end, but were denied. Actually, the coach said they did not try to score there at the very end. All right. Time now to pick our players of the game. First of all, we will select our Loeb Oil Slick player of the game, offensive player of the game. Bill, who do you think?
I don't think there's any question. You got to go with Parkman again tonight. A really good showing all in all. Again, was kind of all over the place. Had that real hard run there toward the end of the game. Did not result in a touchdown, but he sure showed a lot of effort. And I think Damon Parkman deserves that award tonight.
So Damon Parkman is our Loeb Oil Slick player of the game, offensive player of the game. And time for the Bill Dobson for tough defensive player of the game. Bill, who you think that should be?
Well, I actually consulted Coach Green, and his suggestion would be Jaden Miller. He was all over the field tonight, making stops on the defensive side of the ball. So he would be the Bill Dobson Ford tough defensive player of the game.
Okay, congratulations to Damon Parkman and Jaden Miller, selected as players of the game here tonight. Well, hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Indians take it on the chin here, 56-8. As we mentioned before, on the road next week to Dancy Field to meet the Florida Wolves. Be on the air at 6:45 with the pregame, 7 o'clock for the kickoff. Bill, thanks for your good work. We'll see you next week.
Thanks as always, Steve. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios. That has been Dennis Poland. And thanks to you, of course, for listening. Wish we had better results for you, but the Indians lose it here by a score of 56-8. I'm Steve Anderson saying so long from Loeb Field.
Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. People State Bank understands that. They're local. They've been here for the long haul. Agriculture is a business that varies, like the weather. That's why you need a financial partner you can grow with in good times and bad, weather or not.
People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Bill Dobson Ford is hosting a fundraiser on September 15th to raise money for Lena Dunn Elementary School in Washington. To help, just go to Bill Dobson Ford on September 15th and take a test drive. For each qualified test drive, Ford will donate $20 to Lena Dunn School, up to $6,000. Drive one for Lena Dunn Elementary on September 15th at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan salt therapy room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
This has been Lawrenceville Indian Football on your Lawrence County sports leader, Light 103, WAKO. Lawrenceville Indian Football has been brought to you by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bobes Pizza, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Funeral Homes, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Loeb Oil. Lawrenceville Indian Football can be heard all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, a part of DLC Media Broadcasting. Follow Bryant, Russell, Rizzo, Zobrist, Baez, and all of your favorite Chicago Cubs players. The Cubs play here on Light 103 WAKO. Lawrenceville, Vincennes.